From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Residents of Syria's battered city of Aleppo faced worsening food and medical shortages Monday as Syrian and Russian warplanes again pounded rebel-held areas in defiance of international concern. A fresh wave of intensive airstrikes hit the city's opposition-controlled east from dawn on Monday, and it comes on the morning after Moscow and Damascus were repeatedly accused of war crimes at the UN Security Council. The emergency council meeting called by Britain, France, and the United States saw Russia accused of barbarism over the worsening carnage in Aleppo. A final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC, is to be signed today, bringing to an end the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere.
Este proceso comenzó realmente hace
That's Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. He says the peace process began almost 6 years ago, and it was often difficult to imagine this result, but there was always a clear objective. Meanwhile, 16 heads of states and two dozen foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to be at the signing ceremony. The Colombian people are to be given the final say in endorsing or rejecting the accord in an October 2nd referendum. China has sent fighter planes for the first time over a strait near Japan, according to the two governments Monday. It comes after Tokyo announced it may patrol alongside the U.S. in the disputed South China Sea. More than 40 Chinese military aircraft Sunday traversed the Miyako Strait. This is VOA News. There are three U.S. presidential debates before the November national election, and the first one comes at 1 hour Universal Time Tuesday. VOA will have complete coverage. You can check our website at voanews.com for details. The debate will be between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. It may draw, by some estimates, 100 million viewers. The stakes for both contenders are enormous, and viewers will not only be paying attention to what is said, but how it's said and how the candidates react to one another. Both contenders suffer from high disapproval ratings from voters, and the debates will represent both opportunity and risk. A Mexican judge could rule Monday whether Joaquin, known as El Chapo Guzman, can be extradited to the United States. But the drug kingpin's lawyers vow to appeal if he loses. One of his lawyers told AFP that the Sinaloa drug cartel leader was very serene as he waits for the decision by a court in Mexico City. An Omani court on Monday upheld a government order to permanently close a national newspaper and jail three of its journalists for undermining the state, according to judicial sources. Authorities shut Azam Daily in August, drawing condemnation from international rights groups. During Monday's hearing, the court sentenced the editor-in-chief, as well as his deputy, to 3 years in prison. French President François Hollande said on a visit to the port of Calais Monday that the sprawling jungle migrant camp would be definitely dismantled under a plan to relocate the migrants to centers around the country. Hollande is on his first visit to Calais as president, also called on British authorities to play their part in assisting migrants, most of whom have their hearts set on reaching England. Superstar American golfer Arnold Palmer has died. Palmer was part of the so-called Big Three of golf, along with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, who helped make the sport popular. Palmer spoke recently about their special relationship.
It was pretty tense. We were all good friends, and we wanted to beat each other. And that was certainly one of the great things about it. It was a relationship that is still going on, and I feel very fortunate to have Jack and Gary as friends, and of course it's a three-way deal, and it's lasted a lot of years.
The 87-year-old Palmer died Sunday of heart complications. He was ranked among the most important figures in golf history. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.